This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
North District Buffalo Common Councilmember Joe Golombek is on the WBEN live line and talking about a few things with you, Joe, this morning. But thanks for joining us. The bond battle in the city seems not to be budging. It's been about a month since Mayor Scanlon asked the comptroller to bond $110 million worth of capital projects. She's refusing to do so. What's being held up as a result of this?
Well, good morning. Unfortunately, some construction work in the North District is being held up, as well as the entire city of Buffalo. To give you an example, one of my smaller streets, Mall Street, should have been done last year, but we ran into difficulty because of weather and so forth, and so it got moved to this year. And now I'm finding out that the money has not been bonded because of this fight that's going on between the council, the mayor, and the comptroller's office. It's unfortunate that this is happening, because it's unfortunate the taxpayers of Buffalo who are going to ultimately end up suffering.
Is the comptroller overstepping her role here? Is her job to suggest how to, handle this or enforce how the money is being handled and the bonding works?
Well, I've spoken to some lawyer friends of mine that I trust, and I've gotten different responses from them. And one in particular that I trust the most said, boy, this is confusing. You better talk to someone brighter than me. So it's a tough battle because the comptroller's office does have the job to protect our money and to watch the money, but the council is the legislative body, and we did vote on the mayor's recommended capital budget. And I think that what they're forgetting is that a huge number, I forget offhand, but a huge number is actually coming back in grants, I believe, mostly from the state government. So while we're bonding $110 million, we're only spending like $28 or $30 million, which is roughly what we spend every year in the capital budget.
Joe, an attempt by the council to get answers in the D.J. Granville investigation appears to be pushed back now to October. Do you think police are engaged in a cover-up?
I don't know what's going on over there. It's very confusing. And, what I think some of my colleagues are forgetting is that, the current police commissioner was not commissioner when this was going on. And so I'm not sure how many answers he's going to actually be able to give us. I mean, that's like asking me what my predecessor on the council did and holding the office liable for it. And I'm not saying that anything was done wrong under the former police commissioner either, but this is just such a complex case. And to get to the bottom of it, I think that the council will end up having to use its potential subpoena power. Myself and Councilmember Halton Pope asked the law department if we can subpoena people outside of city government. We're waiting for a response from that because ultimately I want to get to the truth of what actually happened. And, you know, the only way to do that is by getting the people in that were involved at the time that this happened.
Granville pled guilty to a couple of misdemeanor charges, but we're still waiting on, you know, some of these investigations. Do you have to wait for all of the investigations to be done before you can really get the answers that you want?
Quite often, yes, because the law department and the parties involved, whatever the issue is, usually cannot speak to us on items that are currently undergoing litigation. So that becomes frustrating to everybody. I mean, the general public gets frustrated and thinks that the council's stonewalling. You know, the council gets frustrated because we're not stonewalling, but at the same time, you want justice to be served and you don't want to be, you know, causing one side or another to look like they're right or wrong because we're asking questions while there is litigation. So it's frustrating.
How damaging is this? Is it contributing to mistrust of the police?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it looked bad from the moment that we found out about it. And once again, you know, I have been a supporter of the police department. But, you know, if somebody does something wrong, they deserve to get in trouble for it. You know, to the utmost of the law. It's like council members are held to a higher a sense of justice from the general public, and so should police officers.
Where is the line drawn? You know, nobody ever thinks twice if somebody who happens to be a police officer is speeding and they get pulled over. There's, you know, a flash of the badge, and then it's like, okay, go a little bit slower next time. You were going five over or something. But does it raise a greater question as to where that line should be drawn, that courtesy that everyone knows about that happens all the time between police officers, and when exactly it becomes an issue?
Yes, I think so. You know, because ultimately you have to uphold the law. And the law is the law. I mean, there's always a gray area. Like you said, the 5 miles over the speed limit might be one thing. 20 miles is something completely different. So that's why I hope that ultimately the courts will end up having to get to the bottom of this. I hope that the council is helpful in getting answers. But ultimately, it will be the courts that are going to be making decisions.
Joe, thank you for joining us.
Sure, thank you.
Joe Golombek is the North District Common Council member in Buffalo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.